to Stop the Presses here on the 15th of June, 2020. Yes, I'm coming to you live today. Your host, Mark Anderson. I've been on the road a bit, on the road again, as Willie Nelson out of Abbott, Texas has sung, among others that have sung that song. I went right past Abbott as I wound my way up through Texas, staying in the Milford area recently and getting here in Michigan a little less than a week ago. Anyway, my return guest today, who's really more of a co-host, is Ron Avery out of Seguin, videographer, patriot, and good friend. How you doing, Ron?
Oh, real good.
Yes. As I talked about with you, Ron, off the air before we went on, we're going to have a whole lot of fun with a guy named Michael Kirk today. He's a documentary filmmaker with Frontline out of PBS, which almost needs no introduction, a pretty well-known show on PBS. They call it a long hand or sort of, you know, big subject documentary that PBS has been producing since the early 80s, I understand it. And I just happened to come across an email today that Michael Kirk, who has produced more than 200 national television programs, is soon to release Covering Coronavirus, United States of Conspiracy. Now, as the title suggests, he's saying that the coronavirus narrative is being tarnished and irretrievably harmed by those that see something a little nefarious, nebulous, untrustworthy, or otherwise outright conspiratorial, whatever the case might be, about the coronavirus and the narrative behind it. And Ron and those listening here live and on the archive, the main point here is that they're ratcheting up the mass media cartel, including its Frontline outlet. They're ratcheting up this idea that the people need to be protected from anyone who invokes the word conspiracy or believes any degree of conspiracy is happening for whatever given event. And the people need to be protected from the conspiracy theorists. And you have to listen to the experts. Of course, who the experts are is not quite defined. It's not clearly delineated. You have to know what an expert is so you know which experts to listen to or how to discern what an expert is from a non-expert. But not only should you listen to the experts, but if you believe or theorize or investigate that there could be and perhaps is a conspiracy for whatever given topic you're talking about, then you are bringing opprobrium and potential harm upon your fellow citizen and society. This is the thesis of Michael Kirk, which sounds a lot like Cass Sunstein, Ron, the well-known apparatchik and bureaucrat that's been rumbling around and fumbling around in the deep state for a number of years. And once in a while, he'll bring out some broadside column in an op-ed page or some other, you know, public release to attack people that invoke the word conspiracy or believe that conspiracies are possible, probable, or even prevalent. And so the bottom line here is the deep state, which does exist, and the mass media cartel, that's my name for the mainstream media, they are actually very afraid of being overtaken in the narrative, so they have to come out with the idea that they're protecting people from what they see as a noxious narrative, and that, of course, is the idea of conspiracy theories. And we're going to listen to, in just a moment, Ron, the beginnings, the first part of what's about a 29-minute podcast that is being used to promote this upcoming Michael Kirk documentary, The Coronavirus, The United States of Conspiracy. And the promotional podcast that we're about to listen to says more than I can ever say, and we're going to pick this apart. But is it not kind of curious timing, Ron, as the mass media cartel slowly but surely loses credibility, that they've got to reassert themselves and come to Frontline and, you know, take a show like Frontline, very, very well-respected. It's been on the air since, I believe, 1983. Frontline seems to be called upon here Now, I'm speculating a little bit. I got to always point that out. I'm speculating. But my speculation is they're calling on Frontline to really do kind of a cleanup job here, because the incremental efforts of the mass media cartel to deflect what people like you and I do, Ron, are not working very well. So they got to call in the big guns. What is your initial take on that?
Well, I think that's pretty fair summary of it. I mean, you know, when you watch news now, a lot of the newscasters are in their living room and in their son's bedroom doing the news because they're at home and can't go out. So everything begins to look kind of shoddy. And so maybe they need the slick Frontline production to repair some of the damage they feel that's been done to their so-called truth. It's their false doctrines that they've been pushing down our throats. And they talked about all this in that event 201, how to that people that are calling into question the experts' view of just what a virus is and how it operates and what a vaccine should be. They don't want anybody questioning this. They just want people to accept it as without question. And I believe all that's just flat unlawful. But yeah, I can see them trying to repair any damage done with that. Yeah.
It's interesting. And a little bit more about Michael Kirk. I noted he had produced more than 200 national television programs. He's a former Nieman Fellow in Journalism at Harvard University, and he was the original senior producer of Frontline PBS's, which is PBS's flagship long-form documentary series. There it is, from its inception in 1983 until the fall of 87. And then he created his own production company, the Kirk Documentary Group. And he's the winner, Mr. Kirk, Michael Kirk, is the winner of every major award in broadcast journalism, including 4 Peabody's, 4 DuPont Columbias, 2 George Polk Awards, 16 Emmys, 12 Writers Guild of America Awards, and so on and so forth. So I'm not saying he's a dummy. I'm not saying he's unaccomplished. I'm not saying he's not talented. I'm not saying his views don't count. But he's saying that those outside the mass media cartel's purview, he's saying that their views don't count, should not be heard. Listen to the experts themselves. Don't go off into the weeds listening to people that aren't the experts as defined by the establishment. You got to remember that. It's their expert.
Yeah, the other thing I want to point out, Mark, is that they're not only doing that to people like you and me that are not epidemiologists and that kind of thing, but they are, in fact, targeting other doctors and other well-respected people that have done research in that same area for years and years by cutting their material off of YouTube and all this. So the experts aren't just people that are doctors. The experts are those that have been anointed by the mass media cartel and the government.
Correct. That's what I mean by their experts. If I have a doctor that's done a lot of research, and they have a doctor that's done a lot of research on COVID, their doctor's the expert and mine's not. It's that simple.
Yes. Dr. Fauci reigns.
Yes, Fauci, otherwise known as Fauci, or should be known. Okay, we're going to listen right now without further ado. Let's crank that up, and we're going to go through this, Ron, not sentence by sentence, but we're going to intervene quite frequently here. But here is the PBS promotional podcast for Covering Coronavirus, United States, a Conspiracy. And we'll start picking this apart. Go right ahead.
It's not a birth certificate, Candy. And people are trying to figure out why isn't he giving his birth certificate. It's not a birth certificate.
What exactly happened on 9/11? How did they know who did this so quickly like they did Lee Harvey Oswald?
The official story of Sandy Hook has more holes in it than Swiss cheese.
Tonight we start with proof the deep state is real in America.
Conspiracy theories have taken center stage in American politics today.
But then we noticed
a virus.
This is a planetary takeover plan. Fauci and Bill and Melinda Gates own the virus. They patented it 2 years ago.
Viral testing. So when you're tested, it gives them an opportunity to contaminate.
False flag events to then mandate mandatory vaccines.
You've heard three or four different concepts as to how it came out.
When the coronavirus pandemic hit America, frontline filmmaker Michael Kirk was already working on a film investigating the role of political conspiracy theories in our democracy.
There's been a concerted effort, now that everything has moved from the fringe to the center, to knock down knowledge-based information. And all
okay,
of a sudden,
I'm gonna
a large
right there. Already, Ron, I want to intervene. You'll notice that the beginning had this kind of rinky-dink music that made sort of a subtle mockery of the claims that were being made. The voice of Alex Jones, the claims of President Trump. You could hear Jesse Ventura in there. Notice that kind of mocking music. The music kind of seeks to make it almost sound like satire. And then you'll notice that they're saying that people like Jesse Ventura or Alex Jones or whatnot are attacking knowledge-based journalism. So therefore, the mass media cartel has to prove and show that not only is it knowledge-based, but that the ideas brought out by Jesse Ventura, commented upon by President Trump, whatever it might be, they have to prove that those don't have any knowledge base to them. And yet, what we're about to hear, and we'll hear much more, seeks to actually avoid that. They don't want to actually explore with any degree of depth what an Alex Jones or Jesse Ventura or a Mark Anderson or a Ron Avery or anyone along those lines. They don't want to actually look at what we're saying too deeply. They simply want to ridicule it and dismiss it without actually saying whether there's anything to back up a given claim one way or the other.
And yes.
So this what you just heard sets the tone. There's that satire, that light mockery. But let's keep going, and I'll give you more a chance to comment, Ron, at the next intervention. So let's keep going on the audio.
Number of Americans simply do not believe what they're being told, and that's where we find ourselves now.
In this episode, Michael Kirk on how fringe conspiracy theories have become central to understanding the nation's response to the coronavirus outbreak. I'm Rainey Aronson, and this is the Frontline Dispatch.
The Frontline Dispatch is made possible by the Abrams Foundation, committed to excellence in journalism, and by the WGBH Catalyst Fund. Support for the Frontline Dispatch also comes from the Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center. Early detection is key to catching and treating many cancers. You can learn more about the innovative programs at massgeneral.org/cancer. Mass General Cancer Center. Every day amazing.
So, Mike, you know, you and I are so used to sitting across the table and just talking. And today we're talking remotely, which is, of course, a sign of the times. But thanks for joining me on the Dispatch.
It's absolutely my pleasure, Rainey.
Over the years, you and I have long talked. I mean, this is now going on almost a decade, talked about conspiracy theories, how they take hold, how they spread. And, you know, we've always wondered what the right timing was for a big film on conspiracy theories. So I want you to talk to us about why now.
Well, I think one of the things we've discovered, Rainey, in all the years of making these films about Washington and the White House and the presidency, is the extent to which to try to come up with a sort of unifying explanation of why what is happening in America's politics was happening, especially when we experienced in the 2008-2009 time period the rise of the Tea Party in America. And we wondered, how does something like that get started? How does it grow? How does it influence our politics? And as you know from our earlier discussion of whether we should make this film or not, we came to the belief that the conspiracy theories are central to America's politics right now, for sure, and have been growing that way through the Obama administration and up to now. They've been with us forever. But they are central now to, I think, what's happening in our politics.
You're a director who loves to tell a story through people. So, Mike, who's been central in your character portraits?
Well, the way we're telling our story is through the rise of Alex Jones.
It is Monday, May 18th, the year is 2020, and this is the emergency transmission to the pro-human future. And we have a great responsibility here on the broadcast to really lay out the enemy plan. And I dare say, if you choose to accept this mission, you have an incredible responsibility, because we have a real chance at stopping the New World Order.
His rise is the rise of conspiracy theory in American politics. You watch him starting back with 9/11 and moving to this moment now, where he is literally gone from the fringe right into the Oval Office. Many people in the film call President Trump the conspirator-in-chief, because he does have a conspiratorial mindset and has had it all of his career. But Jones and Trump are connected in 2015, 2016.
Well, let me interject right there. It's interesting there, too, Ron, for instance, claiming that President Trump has had a conspiratorial mindset for most or all of his career. I've never heard that until now. He might be a little bit more open to ideas. And then to say that Alex Jones has come from the fringes right before or during 9/11 up to the point that we're at now, and now he's central to the conspiracy narrative, there's a little bit of truth to that in terms of his numbers and general popularity. But I sense at least an exaggeration with the influence that Michael Kirk assumes that Alex Jones has over President Trump. I mean, number one, you really can't know what kind of influence he has. It's a very difficult thing to determine. But what I'm hearing here is this kind of conflation, exaggeration, or assumption that Alex Jones is not only popular, but he has the president's ear long term, like day after day, as opposed to the fact that President Trump was a guest, it's true, on Alex Jones' show back in 2015, I believe it was. But there seems to be this assumption that once Trump had an encounter with Alex Jones, that they never let go of each other.
Yeah. I think they've mentioned knowledge-based information and why people ought to be listening to it. If that be the case, nobody should be listening to his show on Frontline, this dispatch, because so far I have not heard a single word that's knowledge-based. This is all just conjecture and ideas and Mr. Michael Kirk's assessment, his opinion about stuff. That's not knowledge-based. This is just his opinion about stuff in general.
Yeah, his response would probably be, well, I'm just using this to promote the knowledge-based quote-unquote Frontline documentary that's coming out, and this is just a promo. But yes, if I was doing a promo for a documentary that I did, I would have some knowledge-based examples. I'd have something tangible. I would have some sources listed alongside the audio podcast. And as I've said, people like Michael Kirk are not really adverse to conspiracy theories all the way across the board. They're really only adverse to them, to those theories, quote-unquote theories, that they don't like. For instance, in 2017, Michael Kirk produced Putin's Revenge, and that is the history of grievances that led to the Putin-led disruption of the 26th U.S. presidential election. Sounds like a conspiracy theory to me. We'll be back with more right after this break.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Stop the Press is your host, Mark Anderson, 15 to June 2020. My co-host and guest, Ron Avery. Let's listen to a couple more minutes. I want to get through as much of this as possible of this promo for the Frontline documentary on the coronavirus.
Roger Stone, who becomes the sort of second major character in the film, and all of whatever they talk about in that incredible summer is amplified by Vladimir Putin and Russia, and it is all in the service of Donald Trump and Trump's presidency. We get the left in there pretty substantially after Trump is elected, but in these incredibly important years, it is through Jones that you can watch the growth, the power, the reach of the modern political conspiracy.
So Stone, Jones, and Trump, what is that moment? When is that? What happens? What goes down?
So Alex Jones was once upon a time a fringe, late night access TV guy in Austin, Texas.
And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've been warning you about it for at least 5 years. All terrorism that we've looked at from the World Trade Center to Oklahoma City to Waco has been government actions. They need this as a pretext to bring you and your family martial law.
Hmm. His fame is accentuated by the fact that he has figured out how to use the internet to connect fringe people. Otherwise, you've always had conspiracists, and they were out there passing mimeographed letters back and forth. Once Jones figures out how to build a network from Facebook to Instagram to YouTube, all the ways that you can spread a conspiracy and connect people who believe in them, suddenly he's the guy. Big, powerful force on the fringe. What he discovers is that he has to get more and more sort of outrageous, and the conspiracies have to get bigger and bigger. At this time, he's primarily an entertainer and a salesman of supplements body armor for the coming Armageddon that will come because the world government is going to take over.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the
savings. Body armor for the coming Armageddon that will come because the world government is going to take over.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens,
MPUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for
detoxing
the body
about
and
gold IRAs. They've been available since 1986.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed.
Alex and his staff have used these Pure Soap products.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce
pure. This is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage
vaults? Control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best...
But by 2012, he realizes that he's got to ramp it up more and more and more. Along comes Newtown.
With the latest on the deadly shooting at an elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut, the Sandy Hook School, and it is turning out to be worse than anyone could have imagined.
And he becomes famous for saying this is a false flag operation. There was actually not a shooting in Newtown, but a government-sponsored way to get your Second Amendment rights abrogated, take your guns. So that's his sort of claim to fame, and it's really outrageous.
Let's cut him right there. Ron, your reaction?
Well, certainly they're using Alex Jones here and painting him as a kook ball, fringe, they want to call it, and they're telling us that you don't want to be in the fringe element, on the fringe of society. You want to be in the dead center of society. That's where you're safe. That's where security is, when you're right dead center of society. You don't want to be out on the fringe. So that's what happens if you question some of these events. If you think for yourself and want to investigate something yourself, well, you're going to get off into the fringe. You're not going to be dead center. The only way to be dead center is stupidly and ignorantly accepting everything the government says as absolute truth, and whatever the mainstream or the mass media cartel says, that's the center. That's where you want to be. So, they do kind of their what's being ramped up is they're trying to show kookiness. Now, I'm not saying that I go for everything Alex Jones says on their show, and
nor do I. Yes,
but
nor am I saying anyone should on anyone's show, his or anyone else's.
Well, let me ask you, all the listeners, have you heard the commercials that mass media cartel uses during the news? If I was going to talk about ABC, CBS, NBC, and their news, would I bring up all their commercials and say, listen to this, and then play all these pharmaceutical commercials and people that can't stand up and they need drugs to get along with their family, and they're all moving so slow, they're all drugged down and barbiturates all over it. And is this the news? Should we associate that with the mass media?
Maybe only in terms of the influence of some advertisers, which is a normal line of inquiry anyway. We'll be back with much more on this audio broadcast and our comments after these messages.
Are they drowning in incomplete capacity? Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls. Are we drowning in stylistic audacity? Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, dokey. Coming back to the second half of Stop the Presses, live today, June 15, 2020. Your host, Mark Anderson, with co-host and guest Ron Avery. Ron, as a counterpoint, let's get a plug-in for the Question Everything 2020 conference. What's going on in November?
Well, I was kind of like the idea that the frontline dispatch was talking about Sandy Hook and Las Vegas and some of these other events that took place. We're going to have speakers there at the conference, which will be in Austin. It'll be November 7th and 8th. It's a 2-day conference. And we're going to have 20 speakers. It's going to be cram packed with lots of information about these events and many other events. We even have a guy from England who's going to talk about the Terror on the Tube, a book he wrote about the London 7-7 subway bombings. We're going to have a U.S. Army Special Operations Officer talking about events as well. He's known as a whistleblower. And we're going to have Dr. Catherine Horton, a particle physicist. She's going to be talking about this 5G stuff and how that can be weaponized very easily and to target individuals, to actually take them out quietly and without alerting anyone. And so we're going to cover a lot of material there. And we're even going to talk about some of this COVID-19 stuff and what that's really all about and what the real purpose behind this is and why they don't want to return to normal until they force us all to take a vaccine, which will also have an ID in it and contain information about our vaccines and possibly other information that they want to put on the chip.
Yes, very interesting. Hold on one moment. I had to tend to something there, a slight emergency. So that's November 7th and 8th, Austin, Texas, at the hotel near the airport. Give the real quick, Ron, before we get back to the audio, give the location and how people can get involved.
Yeah, that's at the let me go right up to the top here. Let's see, where am I here? That's at the Hilton Garden Inn. It's 3 miles from the Bergstrom Air Force. I mean, it used to be Air Force, Bergstrom Airport. And they have a free shuttle that runs between there. So if you're coming from out of town, you can get a free shuttle to the hotel from the airport back and forth. And we also have a room blocks that you can get cheap rooms from our website, which is at mixandstream.com. And you can also watch this by live stream, and you can buy a ticket, which will allow you to watch the entire event plus panel discussions. And then you'll also be able to watch the archives for a year when you purchase a ticket. And you can do all of that from our website at mixandstream.com.
So people can attend in person, get a room, or they can watch online, pay a modest fee, and that's mixandstream.com, M-I-X, the letter N, stream.com, kind of like rock and roll, mixandstream.com. And it's all there, ladies and gentlemen. Be there, be square. If you can't come in person, please do if you can. But if you can't, buy the ability to watch it online, and you get a lot of flexibility in terms of that, a lot of long-term shelf value with that. So please check it out. Support the speakers. That includes Ron and I, whether you like it or not. We're also talking at that event, November 7th and 8th in Austin. And I'll post information with the archive description for today's show. And I believe there also is a standing article on the RBN homepage. It's not in the slideshow at the top, but there's a standing article about it. And we'll make sure that that stays updated. At any rate, without further ado, let's listen to a little bit more of Michael Kirk, the frontline producer, on his coronavirus upcoming documentary where he's debunking conspiracy theory. Let's listen to a little more of that.
It gets him in a little bit of trouble, but it's trouble is his middle name by now. He's making a tremendous amount of money, and his audience is huge, but it's on the fringe. He needs, if he wants to get into politics at all, he needs a politician who needs him and needs his audience. Roger Stone, a outrageous figure by his own account. I just interviewed Roger. He's a true character in American politics and a powerful one.
Let me give you Roger Stone's bio just so you know who he is in case you don't. Roger Stone's a veteran of non-Republican presidential campaigns, serving Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, Senator Bob Dole, to his subsequent regret, both George Bush, 41 and 43. Stone's a New York Times bestselling author, and Donald Trump called him a patriot and a tough cookie. Mr. Stone, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thanks once again for having me.
You bet. Where do you want to go first?
Let's talk about the media savagery of Donald J. Trump. I must tell you, not since I saw Richard Nixon...
You think of him because of some of the things that he says and does as maybe a really marginal kind of person, a little bit like you would have thought of Alex Jones. But actually, he's been there since the very, very beginning, and he has a very close personal relationship with Donald Trump in 2015. And he knows that Trump, what Trump knows, and Trump knows that in order to break out of the pack of all the establishment Republicans He needs to activate fringe angry people who have probably not been in politics before. So by joining up,
I'm going to intervene right there. I'm going to interject right there very briefly. You'll notice here, Ron, as I said before the one break, that Mr. Kirk, who doesn't like conspiracy theories and believes they're all false, evidently, that there's no such a thing, no such thing as conspiracy fact, is evidently what he believes in. As I noted, he talked about a Putin-led disruption of the 2016 U.S. presidential election, which is essentially a conspiracy theory of Mr. Kirk's own making, that Putin engaged in a coordinated effort of revenge, which would include a lot of moving parts, by definition, something conspiratorial or certainly collusive, and that that would be, you know, a planned conspiracy-like or conspiratorial effort to disrupt the 2016 elections in favor of Trump and to the disfavor of Hillary. But now he's saying that there is at least a loose alliance, maybe even something larger, between Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and the President of the United States. Mr. Trump won that election and became president after Putin's alleged conspiracy to help him get in there. So you see, Mr. Kirk is not really averse to machinations behind the scenes and conspiratorial design. He just has certain ones he doesn't like. But there's other ones where he's basically intimating that they exist. See, so this is the great paradox of these anti-conspiracists. They actually
they engage in them themselves, but they want to dismiss other ones that that implicate them, that they're involved in conspiracies themselves, and that the mass media cartel itself is part of a conspiracy. So yeah, they want to dismiss all that, but they whatever they think of. And that Putin thing, a connection with Trump, it has been pretty much proven to not exist, at least in terms of the election. So here he is; he's still spouting stuff that's been proven to be erroneous.
Erroneous, or at least highly questionable, or at this point in time, not extremely relevant anymore. You know, not a lot of shelf life. But when it comes to longer shelf life conspiracy theories, what happened to JFK, what happened to 9/11, things with much deeper implications, Frontline and other mass media cartel outlets are running interference to prevent people from getting at the truth, because they don't just say this conspiracy theory is just a theory, but this one over here is a fact. The implication is clear that all conspiracy theories are just that, only theories. They'll never be anything more. Therefore, you shouldn't engage in those theories, which is just another way of saying, once again, don't think for yourself, trust the experts. The experts are defined as those who Frontline and similar outlets define as experts. We define the experts, they say. You don't get to do that, they tell people like you and me. See, so you see the mind F-U-C-K here. You see how they're stirring the brains of people.
I'd like to point out one thing before we go too much further here. And we are coming to the end. I want to point out something that I think is very important. I think that they are stretching this conspiracy theory idea too thin. I think they can only carry that stuff so far about conspiracy theories to the point that it's just overstretched and none of it has any meaning anymore. And they're using that to dismiss things that, in fact, may not be conspiracies at all. Because, see, what they are trying to avoid, and you don't hear this in American politics very much, or American dialogue even, is certainly not used in the mass media cartel, because they don't want to educate people. But what we're witnessing is not today in terms of the COVID-19 pandemic. It's not a conspiracy mainly done in secret and carried out in secret by secret partners. This is an out front, in your face, tyrannical design being smashed down your throat. And they want to use, when we question it, and expose it further, and expose the tyrannical nature of it, just by talking about their false doctrines. They want to pull out their old tool they've been using for 20 or maybe even 50 years, called conspiracy theories. Well, what we're talking about on this COVID-19 stuff is not really a conspiracy theory. It's just flat-out old-fashioned tyranny that should be resisted by the people.
Exactly. And so to say that something's tyrannical, they want to say that that's tantamount to simply saying, my conspiracy theory is I believe it's tyrannical. In other words, to even call out the tyrant is now being redefined as mere conspiracy theory, being dismissed and written off as senseless psychobabble from their point of view. When in fact, when governors and mayors and governmental people at different levels, when they shut down society, and when the nature of COVID-19, let's just face it, is ambiguous at best, and Mr. Kirk would say, oh, we're all a bunch of conspiracy theorists for suspecting anything untoward about COVID-19. But when you have tons of unanswered questions, people are naturally going, like he would agree, they're going to try and fill in the blanks to try and make sense of it. But that can and does include logical, principled research by citizens. You don't have to have a college degree to do research. You don't have to be somebody in society to know or discover the truth. Anybody who's determined and uses a little bit of know-how and their innate intelligence can determine true or false, yes or no. And so the mere idea of inquiring at all, the mere idea of saying that when you shut down commerce and when you make churches shut down, when the First Amendment, assembly, speech, and the right to redress grievances, when constitutional rights are suspended, what else can you conclude that we're on the road to tyranny, if not being already there? And why is it a mere conspiracy theory written off as nonsense simply to say that tyranny is upon us?
Absolutely. And pointing out false doctrines. And let me say that who is it that can say that all this stuff they've been talking about, the statistics about this virus and this so-called pandemic, they're simply not there. And they've been cheating on it. They've been caught cheating on it. They've been actually paying doctors to create the statistics that aren't there. Now, they've been caught lying and cheating and stealing stealing government funds, all of this to support this notion of a pandemic. And now that they've shut down society, they don't want to reopen it because they want to use the pressure on people to say that we're not going to open society until we have a safe society, and the only way you can be safe is to take this vaccine. And here they've been caught lying about the virus to start with. What's going to happen when we catch them lying about the vaccines? And they've already come, they've said that, oh, we can't have just one vaccine. You can't just take it one time. You got to take it multiple times. It's a phased vaccine. So we're going to have to put information on a chip that goes in you to carry that information around, because you don't want to get the wrong treatment at the next stop for your next vaccine treatment. So they're going to force us to not only take the vaccine, but take a informational chip along with it, because you might be in a different state and you can't get the information. The doctor doesn't know what to give. That's just abject tyranny.
Let me interject there. I want to play a couple more minutes of this, but yeah, that's just it, is that they're trying to use the conspiracy theory phenomenon to kick dust in the air and to simply confuse everyone, so they cannot or will not or will refrain from simply calling out tyranny when it's not theoretical tyranny, but when it's actually manifesting itself before our very eyes. As you say, Ron, it's riddled with fraud. The testing to determine if somebody even has come in contact with the virus, the very person that invented the PCR test said it's not trustworthy. the very inventor of it, who won a Nobel Prize for it. It was originally invented to go after HIV. He himself has said that the PCR test, the most commonly used test that's used to announce all these COVID-19 cases, and they never define what a case is. He has said that test is not trustworthy. And the counting of deaths, there was a bulletin issued by a subunit of the CDC that said that doctors can simply assume that a COVID-19 death happened. And so there's all sorts of fudging and wiggle room where they can just sort of do guesswork and say, yeah, I think he died of COVID-19. They do not have to be certain to count those deaths. So we in the alternative media don't just talk about conspiracies per se. We talk about fraud, misrepresentation, facts that are not brought out by the front lines of the world. See, so they're also trying to say that everything you and I talk about, Ron, is strictly conspiratorial. Not true. We talk about fraud. Again, misrepresentation. Again, the very guy that invented the PCR test having doubts about that test regarding COVID-19. Why is that not on the nightly news? You see what they do? Not only do they try and say all conspiracy theories are just that, only theories, there's no conspiracy facts. Not only do they say that, they try to say that all you and I talk about is conspiracy theories, when in fact we talk about tyranny and fraud and misrepresentation and misfeasance and malfeasance. We talk about the whole gamut.
Yeah, right. And just because you mention a lie or somebody, I mean, we actually catch these people in lies, and we catch them spinning false doctrines. Stuff that we know is not a good cure or a good treatment of these viruses, and we catch them with other doctors and other experts, and what do they call us? Conspiracy theorists? Where's the conspiracy in that? That's just an out front false doctrine that we caught them spinning. That's not a conspiracy. They just caught in a lie. So they're using conspiracy theories because they feel like they've been successful in the past at using that to dismiss challenges against their tyrannical plans.
Exactly. So they can have their own conspiracies, like Putin rigged the elections in Trump's favor, and they can have all their own little, maybe you'd call them smaller conspiracies, but plenty of their own conspiracy theories, which are really largely theories. We have largely conspiracy facts. Granted, we recognize that there are both theories and facts, and there's a standard of reasonable evidence, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt, that's commonly accepted in American jurisprudence. And we all have our own opinions about certain things about 9/11, but we all agree that the government story cannot and does not hold water, and that recording they played of Jesse Ventura at the very beginning of that audio file is a perfectly legitimate question. How did they know so soon who allegedly pulled off 9/11? How could they have known so soon that Oswald did JFK in 63? Even if that turned out to be true, how could they have known so soon? And why is that an illegitimate question in the mass media cartel's eyes? Sandy Hook, I'll stop short of saying it was a total hoax because I need to look at it more, but I'll say this. There are a lot of things that don't add up. And when it comes to events like Sandy Hook, all it takes is one, two, maybe three things not to add up. And then the whole thing becomes very, very questionable and gets on very shaky ground. Just for instance, why was there such a lackadaisical attitude and no ambulances seen urgently picking up injured children at the door of the school and rushing out of there? Why was that not seen? How could that not happen? You see, and am I questioning the whole event when I say that? No. Now, why is the FBI general statistics for Connecticut at that time in that town during that year, why does it show no homicides? Now, am I saying the shooting never happened when I said that? No. But I'm raising another factual issue, documented issue, that the mass media cartel doesn't want to look at. Why don't they want to look at it? Now, I get a little angry here, but that is a demonstrable, documented fact that the FBI stats don't reflect any murders in that town that year in that state. Why not? You see?
Good point. Why are we in a free society looked down upon, spit upon, accused of conspiracy theories, when all we do is ask questions about something, and then we get slapped around, pushed around, our questions don't get answered, our allegations don't get investigated. There is definitely something going on out here, and it's not just people like us that are sitting around asking questions.
Well, yeah, and the, a common refrain, evidently we're not going to have time to listen to too much more of this audio. There's just too much to say. This would require a two-hour show, so we're going to surrender on that one. We got about 2 minutes, 3 minutes before we're out of here, Ron. But the bottom line is the Michael Kirks of the world, the Cass Sunsteins and those, they'll talk about what our theories are, but they'll never actually challenge them or try and debunk our theories. They'll simply say that, oh, they outrageously said this or they outrageously said that, but they don't say what's outrageous about it. They don't actually look into it. They don't actually challenge us. They simply try and dismiss these things out of hand. They don't want to actually confront
the issues. They don't
want to debate it.
And they certainly don't want to prove us wrong. I mean, when you come up with the Wayback Machine for Sandy Hook that shows that that school used to have internet activity, and then 4 years before the Sandy Hook shooting, supposed shooting, for 4 years there were absolutely no internet activity. What explains that?
Well, right. See, once again, like with the FBI stats, like with the lackadaisical ambulances, the whole scenario, you take any one given thing and you simply point it out, and they right away they go, oh, what are you saying? That the whole event was a hoax? No, I'm simply saying, where did the internet service go? What happened? Oh, what are you saying? See, they use this freakazoid kind of psych out technique.
And the only reason they would do that is if they're hiding and covering up something.
That's right.
Why wouldn't they join with us and say, you know, that is very interesting. I want to look into that. Now, they never say that.
No, ever. They don't even come close. They'll challenge the, like if a sports game doesn't go right, or there wasn't an honest call by a referee at a pro ball game, they'll question that until the cows come home. Oh, you can question sports, or you can question some celebrity's behavior, but don't get into the deep state machinations. And if you do, you're just angry. And you're angry at the world, and you want an easy explanation to dampen or to calm your anger. You're simply angry, and you're fringe, and you're discontent. And
sick.
The fingers.
Yeah, we're always sick and upset and hateful and whatever. It's always some kind of mental illness we have.
Right, right. Wanting to know why something doesn't add up.
The only real sane person in society today is a comatose, walking zombie. That's what they want.
There you go. Now, Ron, we're going to have to let it go. Go to mixandstream.com, ladies and gentlemen, mixandstream.com. Check out that Austin conference, Question Everything 2020, November 7th and 8th. Be there, be square, at least watch us online, but we'd like to have you there. Ron, thanks. We ran out of time. We'll be picking this up later this week. I'm going to keep at this.
Thank you, Mark.
Next time. I'll see you next time and Stop the Press.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.